AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages.
Officials in Qatar expressed mounting optimism that a deal can be reached in the coming days. They're under renewed pressure to halt the conflict in the lead-up to Donald Trump's January 20 inauguration. In Israel, dozens of protesters formed a human chain outside the parliament, demanding a deal to release all hostages held in Gaza. Holding their photographs, they chanted their names and "come back" in Hebrew. Shay Dickman lost a cousin in captivity.
Right now we're standing here, 98 people, to hold the signs of 98 people that we're waiting for. This is the chance. We can't let it go until they're all here with us.
Israel and Hamas have been holding indirect talks for more than a year, which have repeatedly stalled over issues, including the withdrawal of Israeli forces and whether the ceasefire will be permanent. I'm Nayan Kim.
In his report, Special Counsel Jack Smith says if Donald Trump wasn't elected, he believes the president-elect would have been convicted of trying to interfere in the 2020 election. Trump said on social media, "Voters have spoken and he is innocent." Winds are picking up around Los Angeles.
We've seen winds between 35 and 50 miles per hour in our mountains. We've had some isolated gusts to 62.
Todd Hall at the National Weather Service says this could be a problem for crews on the ground and in the air.
Some of the fixed-wing aircraft could have some issues due to the turbulence that we're expecting.
Fire officials in L.A. advised people in high-risk areas to just leave home and not wait for formal evacuation orders if they sense danger. Former central banker and economist Mark Carney is strongly suggesting he will run to be Canada's next prime minister. Carney made an appearance on Jon Stewart's The Daily Show. This follows Justin Trudeau's resignation announcement in Canada. This is AP News. The LA Rams move on in the NFL playoffs, beating Minnesota. Meantime, in Detroit.
After finding the right leaders, the Lions are winning in ways they never have before during the Super Bowl era. It was October 2022 when Sheila Ford Hamp, in her first year as Lions owner, offered support to head coach Dan Campbell and general manager Brad Holmes. The team was only 4-18-1 at that point under their leadership, but Hamp made it clear she believed in them, which Campbell really appreciated.
It meant a lot that she was willing to go out there and really put her neck on the line for us, because to me, she didn't have to do that. And honestly, I didn't expect her to do that.
Since then, the Lions are 37-10, with only the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs having more wins. They'll host Washington Saturday night in the divisional round, entering the game as the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.